This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Talking about Jonathan Kuminga and fitting in. And where these conversations always go for many people is you either love Jonathan Kuminga or you're a hater. You're like Steve Kerr and you hate young people. Here's what I'll try to say again. I think Jonathan's a wonderful player. I want the Warriors to keep him. I'm not even predicting that him fitting in won't work. I'm simply saying that I think this is a bigger assignment than people are giving it credit for. I think that this is hard. The Warriors are a different basketball team now. Jonathan is going for a contract, and he is going to come back and have about 20 games or so to play with the Warriors, and this has been ramped up because now they look like a playoff team. There's a huge new presence. The minutes are going to get reallocated. You know what that is?
It's a reallocation sensation, Mark.
And all I'm saying is it's a lot.
Yeah.
This is a lot. So that very topic, no doubt after we talked about it in the 5 o'clock hour, all those Warriors reporters took it straight to the arena.
Right.
And they wanted to ask everybody, hey, what about Jonathan Kuminga and fitting in? Here's how Jimmy Butler answered the question.
I think it's going to be easy. Hella athletic, can shoot it, can score in a multitude of ways, and can guard. He can definitely guard. So I think he's going to come back and do what he's been doing. My job is just to make it even easier on him. So come on back and help us get some dubs.
Okay, super easy.
Come on back.
You're good at basketball. Come play with us.
Yeah.
We'll get some dubs.
Come on back and help us get some dubs. He can ball. He can defend. It's going to be easy.
Let's go talk to Draymond, everybody. Hey, Draymond, what do you think about Kuminga fitting in?
They're integrating another dynamic player who can switch positions, who get out in transition, who can score the basketball. Like I said, we haven't done anything spectacular offensively. It's not like we've put in a bunch of sets since Jimmy's been here. We've kind of taught him a few of the sets that we already had that we liked, and that's it. You know, and so I don't think he's necessarily coming back to a completely different offense. I think he's coming back to a team with a completely different mentality, and he'll be fine picking that up.
Okay. So this is going to be easy. It's going to be fine. Jonathan's good at basketball. We're good at basketball. It's not like we've reinvented the wheel. So Jonathan was good before. Jonathan will be good again. Maybe that's all true.
Sounds simple, Mark.
Okay, now blend that in with Steve Kerr before the game yesterday.
What makes Jimmy special is that he doesn't try to be special. He just plays fundamental basketball. And, you know, the constant fundamental play, he never turns it over. He just makes a simple play over and over again. And I want JK to learn some of that. You know, he's so explosive. I think it's always hardest for guys who are the most talented to make decisions because they've got too many options at their disposal. I'm hoping that he can learn from Jimmy and that Jimmy will spend some time with him. I know he will. Jimmy's really good about that. But just understanding that, you know, attacking the rim, nothing there, jump stop, pass the ball, that's a great basketball play, especially for us because Steph Curry's on the other end of the play a lot.
Okay. Now, there's some differences there in what they're talking about, but I catch a very, very different tone where Steve Kerr is essentially like, especially when he uses the word I'm hoping, that's the one that gets me. I'm hoping that Jonathan will kind of learn from Jimmy with regard to make the easy play. When you attack the basket, if it's not there, we do this thing called pass.
Right.
Just pass the ball. So that's from a head coach who clearly is hoping that there are some evolutionary aspects of Jonathan's game. That to me struck a different tone than Jonathan's good. He'll come back. We'll be good. Everything's fine.
I hear what you're saying, and you're not wrong, because the last two times we've talked to Steve Kerr, which was Monday and then late last week, he used the phrase playing on 2 feet, and he said it purposefully, and what he means is exactly what he described there. You go to the hoop, and you drive to the basket, and if nothing's there, jump stop and find somebody who's open. And Jonathan Kuminga is more prone at this point in his career to drive toward the basket and leave his feet and either try to smash on someone,
sure,
or make a very difficult shot. And now you've got Butler and Steph Curry. You had Steph before, but now you have another scorer in Jimmy Butler. You have other options, and you're a team now that is pretty Puritan with the ball. You don't really turn it over as much. You're down 2 turnovers per game. A lot of that is Jimmy Butler, but I do think some of that is playing off of 2 feet, and that's what I'm hearing him say. And Draymond and Jimmy are right, or Draymond said it, like, there's not a whole bunch of new sets, so he doesn't have to come in and learn a new offense, but there is another player ahead of him in the pecking order, and now you are playing a little bit differently, so that's the adjustment he has to make, is playing, and I don't want to say he plays out of control, but what I hear Steve Kerr say is that we want him to play really under control and make the right decision more often than not.
There you go.
Make the right decision.
Say it again.
He needs to make the right decision more often than not.
That's what we're talking about.
Right. And
that's what we're talking about.
And watch Jimmy Butler, he makes the right decision right, almost every time.
Because he's 35, and he's been around the block 100 times. And so this is not controversial. This is not mean-spirited. Mm. It's not hating. Stop it.
Oh, you're a hater.
No, I see all the texts. You're all out of pocket. Put your phone away and drive somewhere. This is not controversial. I didn't suggest that it is. What this is the damn facts of the matter. A 22-year-old, very important player, is joining a team that right now is spinning at a high level because it is all leaning on 35, 36-year-olds and their unbelievable know-how. And if you want to get mad about this, go ahead and do it. But we work for the flagship station of the Golden State Warriors, and I'm here to tell you that we do have conversations. And if this triggers you, it triggers you. Yes, over the last 4 years, there have been personnel deep inside the Warriors who have concerns about Jonathan's decision-making. Yes, fact. If that bothers you, let it bother you. But that's the real deal. The Warriors have always known about Jonathan's leaping ability, his athleticism, his raw talent, all of those things. They know this the same way you know this. But sometimes they have not loved the decision-making. That's all. It's not inexcusable. He's 22. But if everyone's going to dive into this boat and go, oh, well, the Warriors are championship contender right now. They're a championship contender. Okay, that means right now. And that's exactly the dynamic that is created when people start getting frustrated with Steve Kerr because he leans on veterans. Well, you lean on veterans because you're trying to do right now. So this whole, like, well, he's 22, let him figure it out. Well, there's no time to let him figure it out. There's no time for that, not when you're trying to win a championship. The last time this exact subject came up was when the Warriors were playing the Sacramento Kings in the 7-game series 2 years ago. And everybody had this same conversation. It's like, well, wait a minute, Jonathan Kuminga. Well, hold on, we're trying to win. And he went out there, he refused to rebound. They put him on the bench and let him watch the series. Now, he's 2 years older now. I think he's a much better player, so it's not the same. But I don't think we're done here. We're not. He's not a finished product, which is that's what Steve to me is saying.
Yeah, and he's saying that what we have now is a team that is trying to play off of 2 feet more, and they're trying to make the right play more often. And you look at what they've done. They've won 6 of 7. You started out the year 12-3, and you went into a bit of a free fall. It was uneven. Kuminga got hurt. You added Butler, and now you're playing a little bit differently. And if you look at their offensive efficiency, and you had the numbers, I think, yesterday or the day before, where they're now top 5 in offensive efficiency since they got Jimmy Butler, and I know that probably went up after yesterday's game, which was pretty damn efficient against a college team, a glorified SEC. Dude, also ran.
They're
so
brutal. Absolutely, yeah, brutal.
Pretty easy for your efficiency to go up, but that's all they're saying. They're not saying that Kuminga isn't great, and Steve Kerr is just saying, you know, we want him to be able to get in the paint and make a jump stop if there's nothing there. It's no slander. It's no hate. It's just where you are as a team right now.
I'm actually optimistic about it. But to me, listening to Steve Kerr talk about it sort of adds validity to the fact that this will be a challenge now. And here's something Draymond talked about that I don't think we've given enough time to, and that is the challenge of doing all of this while you're literally closing in with only a handful of games left until you have to figure out a contract extension. And if you think that's not on a player's mind, my goodness, it's on a player's mind. And Draymond, he literally addressed that. This was after the game in the locker room last night.
As a team, we just got to let him know that you don't have to get it back in one day. You know, you've been out for, he's been out now, almost 2 months?
2 months,
yeah. You missed. And the thing is, it ain't like it was the first 2 months. Like, these last 2 months that he's been out is kind of when people are starting to, you know, you're in game shape, you're starting to look towards the playoffs and gearing up for that. And so he's missed a pretty important 2 months. And saying that, you can't and you're not going to get it all back in one day. But as a competitor, like you said, he does have the contract situation coming up, all those things. Naturally, you want to press a little bit because you don't get this far being someone who doesn't want to make those things happen. And so naturally, you can start to press a little bit. And I think it's on us as leaders, on us as teammates, to let him know and also make him feel comfortable. Like, it's not going to happen in one night. And as long as he understands that, and that's a tough thing to understand. I've been in contract situations before. That's tough as hell to understand. Like, you want to come back and make it all happen. You drive yourself crazy, though. All of a sudden, that first night don't go well. You go home, man, you going nuts. And so I think he just got to come back. And more importantly than anybody else, he got to give himself some grace as he works his way back. Because, man, you drive yourself crazy worrying about all those things. And the reality is, just build back gradually and play well. We're preparing to go on a nice run. You'll have plenty of time to prove exactly who we all already know he is.
I think those are brilliant words from Draymond Green, number one. But number two, do you notice that in one soundbite, he's like, this is going to be easy. It's going to be easy for Jonathan to come back. Now let me give you 90 seconds on why it's going to be really hard, and it's on us to make sure he doesn't lose his mind. Like, those two quotes, they don't match.
Right.
I know.
Two different questions.
Totally. And he wants it to work, and he's trying to release pressure from Kuminga. And that's great. That's what a leader does. So, here's an example of good leadership from Draymond Green.
Absolutely.
With a young teammate. So that's all wonderful. I just think that last 90 seconds we just listened to, that's really important. That's what Jonathan's facing. And it can mess with your head, especially when for 2 months, all he's been able to do is sit there and watch basketball and think about it.
And watch the team suddenly play as well as they have since the opening 15 games of the year when they went 12-3. So you add Jimmy Butler and you subtract 4 players, which means if Jonathan was healthy, his minutes would only be where they were before, if not higher, because you lost Slo-Mo and Lindy and Schroeder and Wiggs. And so for Kuminga, that cleared the way. It cleared the way for everyone, but even for Kuminga. So I'm sure he's champing at the bit to get back for the contract, to be a part of this great run and all the rest of it. But the one thing I hope that Draymond and Steph are telling Jonathan is the best thing you can do is ball out in the playoffs. Whatever you do for the final 18 games of the year, because I'm looking at it and they've played 58, they've got 24. He'll probably miss the next four. Maybe miss the next four.
They're saying mid-road trip is the target right now.
Okay.
So you got a game tomorrow. You got a game. Yeah, you're looking at probably another week.
Okay.
Another week.
So if he misses four more, just ballparking it, that means he's got 20 to go to not only play well, but have them get into a spot where they get playoff games. And really, you're going to draw the most attention and you're going to make the most headway on your contract in April and May, in the playoffs. And I think that is the big message that they're going to send to him when he comes back.
Absolutely. I mean, all of it to me is the same thing. You could almost do it in one word, what they're trying to do with Jonathan. Relax.
R-E-L-A-X.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
E-L-A-X. Relax.
Relax.
I always wondered who the...
Yeah, who is it?
In the background.
Probably Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
My guess. Maybe it's Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody with a...
No, that was still when he was with the Packers,
yeah,
right?
The wheezing laugh. Could be your guy, Kevin from The Office, Brian Baumgartner.
Maybe. I don't think he laughs like that.
No.
Maybe
for Aaron he does.
Yeah.
That's the word.
That's the word. That's all anybody's trying to get him to do. And, you know, I have no idea if he's been stewing or worrying about it or whatever. I know that when he has spoken, he has struck a wonderful chord. He has absolutely said, like, I really like what Jimmy Butler brings to the table and I can learn from that. And, you know, Steve's talking about the two of them getting together in the film room and, so all of that is great, but if they're saying out loud, we want him to relax, it's on us to help him relax, it would suggest to me that there is an awareness of some dynamic within Jonathan that probably feels a little antsy right now. Naturally, right? I would feel like jumping out of my shoes if for 2 months you couldn't play basketball. You're watching your team turn a corner, start to get better, and then TikTok, 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 the trade deadline comes. Okay, we're staying. And then it's like the contract, and February is about to flip to March, and I'm still not playing. Like, yeah, man, I get it. I get it. This would feel very antsy.
And when they play New York, they play the Knicks. That will be exactly 2 months since he last played basketball. He got hurt on January 4th.
And that's Tuesday, right?
That game is March 4th, and that game is on a Tuesday.
Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Yeah, so they play Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. So that's 5 games in 8 days. That's a little bit of a gauntlet on the road, and you're in 4 different cities because New York and Brooklyn are, you know,
I'm told those are the same
city. A bridge away.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, not really a lot of travel there, but those games are, and they're a day apart. That's got to be a fun one for the fellas to be have an off day in New York. Before you take on Brooklyn, you can go ahead and get hammered. I mean, if you're looking at a road trip.
I mean, you can.
So you've got.
Everybody's got a vice.
You got 5 games.
Don't talk about Toluca.
You got 5 games. You smoke up, Johnny. You got 5 games, and then you've got New York on a Tuesday. Tough game, tough opponent Garden, an off day. And then you've got Brooklyn, mostly hapless. Oh, you going to do some drinking now.
Oh, it's not Brooklyn and New York on the back-to-back? Who do they play Monday? Is it Philly?
Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte. Really?
Charlotte. I'm looking at it right here.
Okay, so it's Orlando, then Philly this weekend?
Correct.
Then Charlotte?
Yeah.
Then New York, then Brooklyn?
Correct.
Good God, it's a bunch of crappy teams they're playing.
So,
how to win these games.
You load manage on Monday against Charlotte. And then you give it all you got against the Knicks on Tuesday.
Do they love
Wednesday, you just get absolutely hammered. And then you survive Brooklyn.
I don't want them to load manage Monday. I know what you're saying.
You try to do what happened last night. You just dominate and you can rest everybody for the whole fourth quarter.
Sit out the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and that was virtual load management. Although most doctors and pros would tell you if you have to go out there and stretch and warm up and shoot around, even if you just play 22 minutes, that still is exertion as opposed to chilling in your streets.
No doubt.
Hasn't had to play in each of the last 2 fourth quarters.
Right. I just like don't mess around and lose the game. There's still an NBA team. They beat the Lakers.
Just use air quotes,
they
please.
Beat the Lakers like 6 days ago.
Yeah, LaMelo will probably be back.
Yeah,
LaMelo. They're scary with LaMelo.
Well, you could get hot. Could be like Dibs in the playoffs. You get hot.
I'm looking
You never know.
I'm looking at their injury report.
They got Bridges. They got Ball. They could fill it up on a given night.
They've got 8 guys currently on their injury report. Day to day, out for season.
You want to use air quotes? Use it when you say injury report.
Right.
It's called the tank report that you're giving us right now.
Ball did not play. He had an ankle. He didn't play.
He's got 2 ankles.
Well, one of them apparently was hurt last night.
They called it a right ankle injury management last night.
Management.
Yeah. Daquan Jeffries, he's got a knee. I'm told he has 2, but one of them's
hurt.
Yeah. Anyway, you load manage.
No, don't.
You go up against the Knicks. You get hammered.
You gotta win
the
game.
And then you beat Brooklyn.
You gotta win the game.
You gotta win the game, but they stink.
Yeah, but you gotta go. It's five game trip.
5-game trip.
Gotta get at least 4 of them.
Right?
You have to.
It's crazy how we're talking now, but you're right.
You have to. Orlando is a losable game that you should win. And then you do Philly and Charlotte, which right now, put them in the bank. As long as you show up, play your players, be a basketball team, you win those games. Philly is a mess mentally. Charlotte's not even a basketball team. Orlando is winnable, but losable. Like, they're good enough to put together a game.
Sure.
New York, that's obviously losable. And then you get to Brooklyn, which is a weird team, but you should win. So, I look at it as, three of those are absolute musts, and I need you to go 1-1 in the other 2, at least. Got to get 4 on this trip.
Agreed.
All right.
I mean, it feels like it. And Charlotte's lost 15 of 18, so we can talk about, Ball's coming back. It is tank mode, and even when they're not tanking, they're just terrible. But Brooklyn is a team that they can get sneaky competitive on you. So.
They can. And Grandy's guy, Cam Johnson, plays for them. Watch out for him.
Right.
Fill it up.
Non-future Warrior.
He could hit the 3-ball.
Yeah.
Any night, any given night, he could go off for 23. It could happen.
Hey, have you guys seen the standings yet today?
I mean, why? Did something happen to them?
I mean, last night they became...
I know the Warriors are the 8.
They're a half game out of the 6.
I know. They're going to get it.
A half game.
They're going to get it. They have a super easy schedule. They're going to get it. And they just got to hold on to it once they get it.
5 games out of the 4.
Yeah.
I mean, let's start getting greedy. And as I told Steve, you're only 15 and a half back of OKC, and you have the tiebreaker. Let's do this.
So, I mean, Minnesota has an easy schedule, too, and is also a good team. So I don't know, they actually almost, I think, might be harder to catch than the Clippers.
Oh, the Clippers.
But, yeah, half game out of the 6. They're going to get it. You're going to hold on to it when you get it.